There's so much that we could say at a moment like this. I'll just tell you that what I'm about to say came very easily. And so let me begin with 1 Timothy 5:17. It says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." Pastor Bill is worthy of double honor. I'm still figuring out what double means practically, but I think it means a lot. It's right and good for us to honor him. He has ruled well, as it says. He's been a good shepherd, following the great example of the great and perfect shepherd. And he's labored for over 3 decades proclaiming God's word. My wife and I met him for the very first time on December 31st, 2009. He was the first person we met from this church. And he said, "Let's meet at Tim Hortons." So we met him there, we pulled into the parking lot, and just as we were coming in, he came out of the door very quickly and said, "I don't want to meet here, let's meet somewhere else, let's meet the church." And so before I could even get a donut or anything, we were off, and we were coming up behind him, trying to follow him through the windy streets of South Regina. Eventually, we came here, and as we pulled in, I was thinking, who is this guy? And then eventually, after an hour of talking with him, which was wonderful, I was starting to ask, who is this church? And I learned later those two questions are so closely tied together that his heart, his passion of who he is about the Church of Jesus Christ. That he has a passion and joy specifically for Hillsdale. And that's so evidently in the way that he has loved so sacrificially, so carefully, so courageously. And we're so thankful for these things. In being an associate pastor under his leadership, I can just say on behalf of the staff that we are thankful for you, Pastor Bill, for the way that you've loved us, for the way you've helped us lead this church together. Every person on staff, and this is remarkable, was invited to the team by you. And so we're so thankful for this privilege that we've had over the years to join in your passion, our passion for the church. I could widen that statement of talking to us as a church or about us, that we're just so tremendously thankful for you, Pastor Bill. We've enjoyed being led by you. We love worshiping with you and serving beside you. Our lives have benefited so greatly through you because you have continued to point us towards what is right and what is the Word of God. I just want to thank you, Chris. Thank you for the way you've cared for us, how you've poured so much into the women's ministry here, the children's ministry here, but also in the way that you've supported your husband. I feel it's necessary to commend also Pastor Bill on the way he's handled this transition, whether it was meetings that we had in a larger group or the one-on-one conversations that we had in his office. He was always a man of integrity. He was a man of humility. He was my Apostle Paul. He trained me, he loved me, encouraged me, and I truly hope that any senior pastor who steps into his new role would have a man like Pastor Bill to walk alongside them. I'm so deeply grateful. As has already been said about them, that they will continue to make Hillsdale their home church, they're part of our family. And for our church, Bill Daniluk will continue to be a highly honored pastor. Our board chair, Nathan, mentioned some of these things. Let me echo some of them. It is our desire, it is my desire, that he would be a person that I can call on when needed, but that we also continue in the current vision and trajectory of our church. We are committed to honor them, to pray for them, and then may the Lord bless them as he uses them in the years to come. My title for this whole thing is What He's Done. I know that's the song, title of the song we just sang, but I thought of it first, so it's mine. Well, I just want it. But everything I'm just talking about here really fits so well with that. What we shared about Pastor Bill, what we shared about Chris, and about Hillsdale, these are all statements about what God has done. We are just simple people with simple faith, believing and trusting in an extraordinary God. And so I turn us to the words from Galatians 1:24. It says, "And they glorified God because of me." The Apostle Paul looked back on his story and summarize it very quickly in these words, saying they glorified God because of what he did in my life, not because of what I did. The Lord took a man like the Apostle Paul who was persecuting the church, and he turned him to be a man who is now proclaiming the word of God, drawing others to him, and even facing persecution and suffering for the church. And as I look back on the years of what I've experienced, what we've experienced together here at Hillsdale, I can say serving together with the leadership team and this amazing staff has continually reminded us that God is our comfort, that God was the one that provided us strength, he was the one that provided us courage, and he was the one that provided us hope. And that's how we should see not only our church, but it's how we should see our lives, that this is about what he has done, that my life is about his glory. And so with that in mind, let me close with this prayer that I've written for Bill and Chris, and I'll read it. Father, may your grace and delight be continually on your children, Bill and Chris. May their burdens be made light and easy because of your Son. And may the road behind and the road ahead be paved with the warmth of your light. Thank you for bringing them into my life, our lives. Thank you for giving them strength and wisdom and courage. Glory, glory be to your name. Amen.
Dear Hillsdale, there's much I could say in reaction to this day, to these last 2.5 years, and yes, to these 32 years. But mostly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me the privilege of being your pastor. It is the greatest, has been the greatest of honor to serve this congregation. There are no words that could adequately express how thankful I am to all of you for affording me this incredible joy. So I thank you, but then I also thank the Lord for what he's done for me. It's not hard for me to think of little Billy Daniluk as a young boy, knowing that somehow, some way, God's hand was on my life. That proves to me that it's what he has done that matters. And I'm so thankful to him. And as I think about what the Lord has done in these last years, I should tell you that I consider myself among the most privileged of pastors I know. And that's saying a lot. So while I say thank you to you and thank you to the Lord, I also want to take a moment to thank my dear wife, Chris, and my dear children for living this incredible dream with me from the very start. Any words I might speak in their direction in this moment cannot adequately match their passion for the Lord and his work through the years. They are spiritual heroes to me, so thank you, dear crowd. Back to you, Hillsdale. Look around you for a moment. Do you see what I see? Do you see how beautiful you are? And more importantly, even though I see your beauty over and over again, what thrills my heart is that you are beautiful to the many who have come to Hillsdale and found a church determined to be faithful to the Lord and determined to make faithful followers of Jesus. So many in these days have come up to me and said, we just came to Hillsdale and you're leaving. And I say, sorry, you should have come earlier, I guess, but no, I didn't. No, I want to say to them, look, this is not about me. But you have found a place that will love you. I want those kind of things to be known. Thank you, dear Hillsdale, for working at being the Church of Jesus Christ here in this community. But there's something more important than even that. Please go to the heart of the matter. You've heard it already this morning, but hear it again. I'm absolutely confident that you, Hillsdale, are beautiful to the Lord himself. And it is indeed what he sees that matters. So I am thrilled when I write in my document here that you are beautiful to the Lord and confident in that. I think you know that I love you. My pastoral heart has gone in your direction time and time again, as it is even in these moments. I love this ministry team. I love your passion for the Lord and His work. And yes, I love it that you know that there's so much more yet to do. I'm chuckling at Pastor Tim with what he's done and his title and the song Chris and I asked to have sung. When I first heard the song, What He's Done, I think before we even sang it here at Hillsdale, I immediately, and I told Pastor, I didn't tell you what I wanted to do. I wanted another song entitled, What He's Doing. I hope you see what the Lord is doing. You see, I'm confident to say that the Lord Himself loves this about you, that you are engaged in the work, that you're part of what He's doing. And I remind you that He loved you personally before you loved Him. And He has been working with us as a church for so long, and He loves us. And we've been called to love Him by obeying Him. And so an incredible journey stands before you. You should know as well that I'm proud of you. And I could go on with this theme for quite a while, but a few mentions would be appropriate. I have a deep respect for our elders and for our staff, and I'm so grateful for all of them. They have led you so well for so long, for so many years, but they've especially led you so well in these last 2.5 years of transition. Wow. So I'm proud of them, but I'm proud of you as a church as a whole. I see how hard you work and serve and worship. I've often stood back on a wall here or in an aisle there and watched you on Sundays or Wednesdays or Saturdays or VBS, and the craziness of VBS, and I have smiled at you. There's a third group of people I'm proud of, and I'm so proud. I know many of them are downstairs right now, but I'm so proud of our children and our youth. Kids love kids and youth, I love you, and I'm proud of you. One of the most substantial moments in my life is when I, as a young man, longed for a church that I was a part of to walk with Jesus well, and they didn't. And I knew it. So young men and women, pray for your moms and dads, pray for your church, that they will provide for you what you need to live for Jesus. And regardless, you can live for Jesus for the rest of your life, and I challenge you in that. Now, as I say, I'm proud of you as a congregation. I get it that there's no perfect church. However, I know that we have indeed sought that which is good and right before the Lord and each other. And I would tell you that our together, as I call it, is so precious. How I long for every church that names the name of Jesus to be like you. Tomorrow, Chris and I head to Vancouver to our national denominational meetings. But I know what June 1 means in my life and in Tim's life and what will happen here on June 8th. And while I will not be around on those two Sundays or for a while, because Chris and I are going to kind of hide a little bit so we have a good transition here, I will be praying for Pastor Tim and you on the 1st of June and the 8th of June. Please celebrate well. Please hold Tim and Carly in your hearts and in your prayers. Please be among those who honor and treasure servants of the Lord, such of thee as these. One more stop, maybe. Many veteran pastors are asked at moments like these a very important question. The question comes in different forms, but it kind of comes across like this. If you could do this again, if you could live your life again, what would you do differently? I've been pondering that question for a long time. Let me tell you a bit of that story, but before I get there, a warning might be in order. I might get emotional. My invitation, if I get emotional, or maybe I don't get emotional, maybe you get emotional, get emotional with me. Make this about you, not me. I hope that in these moments that your emotion will drag you, take you, celebrate you before the Lord, that you land where I land on this file. So to answer the question a little bit, I get it that we're all a complicated combination of joys and regrets. So, of course, I have many responses to the question. Know that there is much that I would do exactly the same in these 32 years. I love what we have become as a church. Still, and personally, you should know that the fire in my soul has not died down. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that fire. There's so much that I am being pulled towards. For example, I love the Word of God. On June 1, I have purposely planned on starting a new Bible, opening a new Bible, and beginning to read the Word afresh. I love the Word of God. And more broadly, while I see some of what I and Chris and I want to do with the fire in my ministry soul, we're still working out a lot of that. But I want you to know my office at home is now set up and ready for me to think and to pray and to write. I love that sacred little spot. So grateful for it. And as you've heard this morning, Pastor Tim and Nathan have, and I have talked quite a bit about some of what Pastor Tim might ask me to do here at Hillsdale. I want to say something really important in that juncture. I may be the only guy who can actually say it this morning, but let me say it. Please know that if I stand before you in some way and express myself in some way in front of you, with you, I am doing that because Pastor Tim has blessed that. I will not undercut him. I will pray for him. I will walk with him. He and I will probably have a pretty in-depth relationship, but I will save my stuff for him unless he blesses me elsewise. But to summarize these thoughts about the question and then that led to a story. The story, it was back on April 16th. In some rather intense, personal, tear-filled moments with the Lord, that I told the Lord something very important as I thought about May 31. Yes, I was looking back and I was looking forward, and I told something to the Lord very important. And what I told him was that if I had these years to do over again, despite all that I had offered to him, I would give him more. In those moments, I quickly grabbed a post-it note and wrote it to the Lord. With a black felt pen, I wrote, "I would give you more," and put it in the back of my Bible, where it shall remain as a treasure. Now, there's so many things that were on my heart. And I prayed. In fact, when I started writing this, it was all a prayer. I was just going to pray in front of you, talk to the Lord about life. But some of what I said to him was, "I would give you more. I would drive myself more strongly to you, Lord. I would pray more, Lord. I would protect the church and its vulnerable more. I would celebrate your goodness more," and on and on. "Lord, I would give you more. You deserve even more, Lord." So I hope, dear Hillsdale, that is your passion today. Hillsdale, Chris and I have been so privileged to worship with you and do the work of the Lord with you. So let me bless you, please. From Numbers chapter 6, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his glorious countenance upon you and give you peace. And in the words of 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verses 16 and 19, allowing me to be Pastor Bill for a moment here, ready? Direct quotes from 1 Chronicles. "Arise and work, Hillsdale." Okay, Hillsdale's missing from 1 Chronicles 22. "Arise and work. Set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Arise and work." So let me pray for you, please. Thank you, Lord, for Hillsdale Baptist Church. Fill this congregation with your holiness. Show it your glory. I thank you that you are the Lord and you stand in your glory above all we know. We are your servants. Please empower every member of this church in every way in their ministry responsibilities so that broken souls can find you and know that you are the Lord. Please, Lord, come to all your people. And for Pastor Tim and Carly and their family, bless them and care for them. Anoint Pastor Tim, dear Lord, with your strength, your wisdom, and courage. And bless each and every member of our staff and elder board. Oh, Lord, give them everything they need to guard and guide your people. Thank you, Lord. We choose to glorify your name. Amen.